This is Lucy Du with the latest from CRI News. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has met with his 16 counterparts from Central and Eastern European countries at a summit in the Romanian capital of Bucharest. The state leaders have issued a guiding document following their summit, pledging to expand their cooperation, particularly when it comes to investment and infrastructure construction. Li Keqiang has issued a six-point proposal on deepening China's ties with Central and Eastern European countries, including to double their bilateral trade in 5 years. Other proposals include enhancing cooperation on transportation infrastructure, new energy and finance, as well as expanding local government exchanges. Chinese space authorities have announced plans to launch its next lunar probe early this coming month. The Chang'e 3 is due to land on the moon and undertake scientific experiments. Chang'e 3 will carry a lunar lander dubbed U2 or Jade Rabbit. The mission will see U2 land on an unexplored area of the moon known as the Bay of Rainbows. The six-wheeled rover will take various samples of the region for around 3 months. This will be the first time Chinese space authorities will attempt to land a vehicle on the lunar surface. The French government has announced plans to insert more troops in the Central African Republic. France, a former colonial power in the CAR, is planning to send in at least 1,000 French troops once it gets UN authorization, which is expected to be passed by resolution next week. France's defense minister says the mission is expected to last for around 6 months, depending on the timetable set out by the United Nations. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius says France wants to help the local authorities in the Central African Republic tackle what he describes as an abominable humanitarian situation in an imploding country. Israeli security forces have killed a pair of Palestinians in the West Bank. The Israeli army says the two were militants planning to unleash a lethal attack inside Israel as they were traveling with the explosives and weapons in their vehicle. The Israeli side says the two were on their way to carry out their attack when they were intercepted by Israeli forces. Palestinian sources say the area near the West Bank city of Hebron, where the incident took place, has since been sealed off by the Israeli military. The political party of former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is withdrawing its support from the current coalition government. The centre-right Forza Italia party says it also plans to vote against the government of current PM Enrico Letta in a forthcoming confidence vote. However, Letta's coalition should have enough support to survive the vote, given that many members of the former Berlusconi government coalitions have now sided with Letta. Chinese central authorities are loosening the restrictions on private pilot licenses. The Civil Aviation Administration is making it easier for individuals to obtain their flying certificates by lowering the testing requirements. Under the previous restrictions, anyone in China hoping to get their pilot's license had to go through a process similar to earning a commercial pilot's license. Under the new rules, individuals will now only have to go through 40 hours of theoretical training and 40 hours of flight training before they can get their private pilot's license. The case between Chinese internet giants Qihoo 360 and Tencent over monopolies and unfair practices has opened in China's Supreme People's Court. Antivirus software developer Qihoo 360 and Tencent have been engaged in a protracted legal war since 2010. The Supreme Court is being asked to define what the internet marketplace is and whether Tencent holds a monopoly in said marketplace. Legal experts are anticipating the hearings before the Supreme Court may set a benchmark for anti-monopoly lawsuits, which have been rare since anti-monopoly laws took effect in 2008. China's State Tax Bureau says a legal misunderstanding is behind a new tussle between property developers and China Central Television. The comments from the Tax Bureau comes after the state broadcaster reported numerous property development companies owe trillions of yuan in unpaid land taxes. The State Administration of Taxation now says the estimates of huge amounts of unpaid land appreciation taxes are not accurate. The Tax Bureau says the CCTV report is a misunderstanding and misreading of the current tax policies. Guangzhou Evergrande's team captain Zhen Zhi was named 2013 Player of the Year by the Asian Football Confederation. This was the second year in a row that the midfielder was nominated for the award, and he said winning at the age of 33 was like a dream come true. Evergrande was also awarded Club of the Year, and their Brazilian striker Mourique was named Asian Foreign Player of the Year. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.